In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello there, and welcome back to the Office Chair to 5K series. If you've been following the plan from the very beginning, then you are about to embark on week 7, which is pretty nuts. Cara, as you know, is a couple of weeks behind because of an injury at the beginning of her journey. So she is tackling her 5th week of training next week. It's all kicking off, and we're really getting into the meat of the plan. Quite a lot of running going on, which you will hear all about shortly. But we're kicking off this episode by talking about how we motivate ourselves on a run. Cara has discovered the zoning out technique, which I would highly recommend, where you find a good podcast or audiobook and try not to think about how much your knees are hurting. She shares the audiobooks that she's been listening to. So does Esther. They've got some quite highbrow tastes, and I very embarrassingly reveal the audiobooks on my Audible account, which I'm instantly regretting doing. I stared at the wall for hours after we recorded their podcast and thought, why on earth did I tell everyone about that? So tune in to hear my most terribly embarrassing secrets. We're also talking about sports bras this week. Cara's a bit fed up of washing the same one over and over again. We've all been there. So she's just asking our advice on what to buy next. Basically, we share some of our favorite sports bras with her, as well as some tips and tricks on how to know whether you're wearing the right size, the right style. It's all a bit of a minefield, but we're going to navigate it together. As per, check out the show notes. As I always say, you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter for extra support. You can subscribe to the magazine for extra support. And you get that free 5K guide still. So if you've been considering it, now is the time to subscribe. But let's get on with it. Let's hear what Cara has got to say.
This series of the Women's Running Podcast is sponsored by Vivo Barefoot.
Vivo Barefoot is on a mission to create footwear that brings you closer to nature. Esther, you always talk about how perfect your feet are. Well, it turns out that Vivo Barefoot agrees with you. Your feet are the perfect bits of kit, and humans have evolved to walk, move, and run barefoot. So what could be more natural than a shoe that enables you to do just that?
I do have perfect feet. Thanks, Vivo Barefoot. Their shoes are beautiful and are designed wide to provide natural stability, thin to enable you to feel more underfoot, and flexible to help you build your natural strength from the ground up.
Studies show that foot strength increases by 60% in a matter of months just by walking around in them. And they feel wonderful to move around in too.
They really do. Vivo Barefoot has a great range of shoes for kids and adults and for every activity. Plus, their footwear is produced using sustainably sourced natural, bio and recycled materials with the aim to protect the planet so you can run wild on it.
And if you've popped onto vivobarefoot.com and are having a browse of the gorgeous shoes, do check out Vivo Health while you're there. Vivo Health is an online platform for natural health. This has online courses, health assessment tools and workshops that will help you improve foot strength, technique for both road and trail running and more. Just pop along to vivobarefoot.com/UK/VivoHealth to find out more.
And we've saved the best bit till last. Vivo Barefoot are offering everyone a 100-day trial on their footwear. And you can pick up a pair today with an exclusive 15% discount for you, our lovely pod squad. Just use the code WOMENSRUNNING15 at the checkout.
How's everybody doing? How are we all doing today? Grim, grey, nasty February day.
Yeah, and I've been for a run in it. I'm sweaty as well as grim and grey. It's just horrid, isn't it?
It is. It's hard when it's grim and grey because it doesn't even matter. Like you guys have said, sometimes when it's raining, you get kind of this joy of being like, oh my God, I'm so impressive. I go out running in the rain. But when it's just grey,
I agree. You haven't got cold and crisp is lovely. I was trying to take some videos of my run that I went on yesterday. Because I've been trying to make it my New Year's resolution, if anyone's noticed, to do some more crap reels on women's running. And it looked rank. I had to sort of avoid using most of the footage that I'd taken in the end, because first of all, I realized that I'd taken a great big chunk of stuff of just a construction site.
Yeah, nice.
Glad I did that. And then all the other shots, like even like I did try to do a nice one of the crescent and everything, and it looked rough. It's looking grim at the moment in the UK.
I think that is a thing about living in Bath, though, isn't it? Like the stone, because everything is made of Bath stone or clad in Bath stone or whatever. It looks golden in the sunshine, but it looks horrible when it's raining. It just looks grey, doesn't it?
It looks like you live in a limestone quarry.
It looks like a hangover. That's what Bath looks like in the grey.
Like a hangover, or it looks a little bit like when you see sort of photos of cities in the 90s with like an old, slightly older, like if you're watching The Sopranos or something, and everything's got a little bit of Vaseline on the lens. That's what it looks like.
A bit tired. But I must admit, before I went for my run this morning, I've had this for the last sort of few days, where I've actually been envious of people that have treadmills. And that's not like me at all. So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I've only once been envious of someone with a treadmill, and it was Rosie Ramsey on Shag Married Avoid podcast. Shag Married Annoyed. Haven't listened to it in ages. Because other better podcasts are available.
It turns out.
But I remember her talking about starting running, and she had a treadmill, and it was like a Peloton one or something where it had a screen, and she was talking about watching films while she does it. And like, if she's watching like a thriller, she'll be absolutely fucking gunning it. And I was really jealous of that. I was like, I'd love to put like Fast and Furious or something on and just fucking pelt it.
I think that's what I try and do with audiobooks. I can't run with my eyes closed, but I try when it's grey to just zone out of the visual greyness and zone into said book and imagine I'm somewhere else, because I love smutty fantasy books. So
nice.
What you listen to? Oh, how interesting.
Okay, they're not that smutty, because it's a bit cringe when someone's being a bit, I don't know, indulgent sexually on an audiobook. It's a bit like, oh God, chill out. This is a great topic though.
I think we should talk about what are we listening to distract ourselves. Carl, do you care to share with the class what the actual smutty books are?
What am I listening to at the moment? Well, it's just awful. I listen to the like TikTok trend books on audiobooks because I don't actually want to spend money buying it in paper form and then be judged when someone comes around and looks mm-hmm. at what I read. So at the moment I'm reading something called like Caraval on audiobook. Ooh. And it's just very easy listening. And it's actually not very smutty because I think it is probably coming of age.
It's coming of age.
Coming of age.
Hang on. She's coming of age.
She's coming of age, guys. But yeah, that's my guilty pleasure that gets me through the grey mornings. It's so embarrassing, but now everyone knows.
Oh, no, don't worry. Sorry, I made you say.
No, yeah. I'm sure you listen to far more impactful things.
Esther listened to something that once in the middle of the London Marathon on Shock's headphones as well, where they're a bit open and you can hear. I can't remember what it was, but I remember you being very embarrassed. So no, it would be my answer. I don't think she's got more highbrow. No.
Yeah, that was lots of depictions of very graphic gay sex. Blokes.
Volume 2.
That's
the name of the book.
That was the first marathon that I did. I think that was the first London Marathon. And I kept on thinking, because I loved the author, and I was like, oh, I've not done this one, so this would be great. And I was so distracted by like everyone cheering and, you know, London being London and amazing and stuff, that I did only sort of tap into listen into it like maybe 6 or 7 times during the run. I can just actually remember just coming and just going, oh, I need to distract myself. I'll listen to this for a couple of minutes. It was playing the whole time. I just wasn't listening to it and it wasn't really loud enough. And then mm-hmm. every time I did, it was like, you know, he mounted him with a blah, 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 and lots of words and lots of kind of descriptions of skin and flesh where you're sort of going, oh, does it have to be engorged right now? So it was all, just a bit like, oh.
Whatever gets you through.
Honestly, whatever gets you through. Agreed. Distraction.
Yeah.
It was quite distracting. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We were having this discussion in the office the other day, and a colleague said they don't think that audiobooks count as reading because you're listening. Yeah, controversial.
Ooh. I won't say I count that as reading.
I definitely feel like I count that as reading because, yeah, like I said, I keep my secretive, ashamed of books to audiobooks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too, Pubs.
They get me through, you know.
I do. I definitely go more fluffy on audiobooks than I do.
Yeah.
Read like the stuff that I've got by my bedside table. I try and look as though that's me trying to improve myself. And the stuff I listen to is, we all know that I've gone through all of Richard Osman. So that's like, I do like, you know, it, shit murder.
Yeah.
Well, that, it's not that shit. You know,
he's quite good, isn't he?
He's a bloody good writer. But it is still fluff.
It's still easy. My fluff is fluff, guys. Like if I'm so I try and read similarly, I've been trying very hard to read books that I actually that maybe make it look like I'm a well-read person. So I've been trying to read more paperbacks at the moment, but I've always got a something on the go that will be completely crap. And it's normally, and that's on Audible, and it will always be a celebrity autobiography.
Celebrity autobiography.
I love a celebrity autobiography. I tell you what, should we shame me now? I'll go on my Audible and I'll tell you which celebrity autobiographies I've got on there. We've got,
it's not gonna be David Niven, is it?
Well, first thing that comes up is Matthew Perry's autobiography.
Of course.
Then we've got, oh my God, this is actually really embarrassing. We've got a One Direction fan fiction book.
I love that. It's a fan fiction book.
Yeah, that's so neat. Nice.
Paul, please tell us the basis.
Do you want to hear more about it? Okay.
Yeah, tell us what happened.
I didn't listen to it out of the blue. There is a film franchise based on it, and I watched one of them on Netflix, and then I heard that they were books, and then off I went and had a little search and discovered, because the story when I watched it on Netflix felt like weirdly, like, I don't know, it felt like there were references that I sort of, it was giving One Direction. And then I went online and I found this whole series. They're called the, I can't believe I'm talking about this. I'm literally so embarrassed.
I'm loving it. Please
I'm
tell us
such
more.
A cringe fest.
So I hope your mum's listening to this.
I hope my mum, she's gonna be so ashamed. She's gonna disown me. They're called the After series. And the names have now been changed since it's been published by an official publisher, but the original versions were Harry Styles based fan fiction.
Right.
About a girl who goes to university with Harry Styles.
Oh, mate.
And they obviously start shagging and stuff. She's like a bit of a sort of, you know, slightly pure person, and he's a bit of a bad boy. And other members of One Direction crop up. Like, she's good friends with Liam. He's in her English class. And can't remember. There's something that goes on with Zayn at one point. She goes on a date with him. Yeah.
Whatever gets you through. That's
whatever
I think
gets you through. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, to conclude everything, I listened to some good old smut in some weird alternate reality with dragons. You love...
Kind of like shagging dragons. That's more weird.
not shagging the actual dragons.
I'm not sure it is, actually. I don't know.
Oh, no. Am I going to be so embarrassed about this? Well, yeah, I did listen to... I think you'll be proud to know that I actually only made it through... I made it through the first book, and then I made it 10 minutes into the second one, and then I did abandon the franchise forever, so... I wasn't I'm not a diehard fan of this series.
Yeah.
But it's because this is going way off topic, isn't it? But I follow an influencer on Instagram who makes reels where she calls out sort of think cringy things we did as millennials when we were young. And one of them was reading One Direction fan fiction. And I didn't do that, but I loved One Direction. Mm. So I was like, what have I been missing out on? I've got to know. As a nearly 30-year-old woman.
Like, honestly, this is so weird for me. It is like watching a conversation through opaque glass, because I don't even know any songs by One Direction. That's how old I am. I honestly wouldn't.
I know. I don't know how you avoided them.
When it turns out
that the Beatles because of our generation.
They really fucking aren't. Don't say that.
That's
no,
a bit much.
No. They're not even the Beatles of... Anyway, no, I'm trying to do that Ringo thing, but it doesn't work. Either way, yeah. How's your running been going, Carl?
Well, yeah. Should we do that?
Yeah. So apart from shagging dragons... On my
shagging
words,
dragons.
No dragons were harmed in the... pursuit of my running journey.
Nice.
But yes, running has been all right. I've actually been quite proud of myself this week.
Oh.
Because I was last week when we were talking about stepping up to 4 minutes. I mean, the week before was doing 2 minutes, and then so stepping up to 4 minutes, I was like, oh shit, that's
big old
quick.
Step.
But it felt great, actually. I feel like kind of lengthening the time. So the last run I did was just 3 4-minute sets and then 2 minutes walking between. And yeah, like you said last week, Esther, in terms of it just kind of being a bit of a brain thing of you can do this rather than a physical thing. When I actually was thinking about it as I was doing the 4 minutes, I was like, well, I guess I have actually done more running than this to a certain extent with splitting it out, but it felt overwhelming because it was combined, and actually it feels great to just keep running and not stop and walk again. So
I'm so with you.
Good. I was
feeling
good. Yeah.
I love to hear it. I'm very with you. I don't think we talked about this in the last episode with you, did we, Carl? I think we might have talked about this on the pod, the other one. But we were talking about run walking, or jeffing as it's known, and about how difficult it is sometimes to, like, it really does feel sometimes like it's easier to just keep on plodding.
Yeah. I feel like once you get into that rhythm, I felt like I found my rhythm for the first time, I think, because on the shorter runs, like, I was always just looking to the end of the run, whereas on this one, I went back to setting my 4-minute timer. so that I wasn't looking at the timer and I was just waiting for it to tell me when I was done. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that helped me be able to just get into a rhythm, put said smutty audiobook on, mm-hmm. And just kind of forget about the kind of timings and what I was doing. And so I actually felt like I was running. I don't know. It felt like I was running, not for the first time, but yeah, I got into the zone a bit more basically with that longer period, which was great.
Oh, that's good. So exciting. And how are niggles doing? How do your legs feel?
So legs are good. They're feeling less tired. And I think because I was trying to catch up after the NRS and a couple of other things that I was doing, I probably wasn't really having actual rest days between lots of stuff in the first couple of weeks. So I feel like I've got into a routine where I am actually resting or doing yoga like I said I should on the in-between days. And I think that's really helped with the tiredness.
Oh, good.
I think the only thing is it was very interesting. My calves are still quite tight. I'm still stretching them out. Also, my thing that I found with calves, which is not probably a proper thing, but is basically lying on the stairs with my feet like on one of them, if that makes any sense. So my body is like angular, but it stretches all up my calf and all up the back of my leg because
are you lying? Are you lying kind of bum down or face down?
Face down.
Oh.
So you're on the stairs, like your feet aren't on the stairs and your feet stay in the same position, but you put your body basically.
Oh, that's a really strong calf stretch. Yeah. That sounds good. That sounds great. Yeah.
So every time I'm going up the stairs, I'm like, oh, that feels good. Yeah, but lean into that a bit more.
Carl, by the way, have you got a massage gun?
I do not. Somebody said about this recently and I was like, yeah. I feel like that might need to happen because actually that does remind me of a time this week that my legs were not good because Hole surprised me on Sunday. I had gone for my run in the morning and went to meet Hole for a nice mid-afternoon dog walk and she decided to take me on a mountain hike.
I did decide that the dog walk should be at a 45 degree angle.
And so I don't know what happened, but the inside of my legs, like near the crotch, were like cramping. I have never had muscles there cramp in my life, but they were cramping to the point I was having to stand there, look like I was massaging my vagina, but actually just massaging like
you
the
were listening
inside
to some
of my leg.
One Direction audiobooks, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. But yeah, so I had to stretch out the inside of my legs from run and then hike afterwards. So that I had to be like, how do I do that?
Yeah, I reckon that is time for the old, if you can find one. I would say have one. There was a time where I got sent loads because I was reviewing them. I haven't had one in donkeys now, so I don't even know whether I've got one, but I'll see if I can dig it out and lend it to you. I've definitely got a foam roller that you're welcome
foam
to.
I was gonna say foam rolling is a really good place to start because like the whole point of like foam rollers and massage guns is that they're taking the place of having a sports massage, which would be a really lovely thing to have, but super expensive to do on a weekly basis. And I think either is really nice. I forget to use either of them. And then occasionally in the lead up to a race, I'll start using them and then suddenly think, oh my God, why am I not doing this the whole time? Because they're really quite painful when you're doing them. But
so
afterwards, but it's a nice pain though, isn't it? The relief nice afterwards pain. Is lush. You can really fit it, particularly on the really, really super tight bits, calves and hamstrings. Yeah, it's great.
That's what I felt like. I was like on the sofa or whatever. I found myself kind of digging my calves into the sofa and being like, I don't know, like a bear against a fucking tree.
I know that people like Anna McNuff, they just use things like a squash ball. So if you've got like a hard ball, like you might throw to a dog, then push that in. And that can be a nice thing. I think that's called like trigger relief or something like that, because you can actually push it into kind of really, really hurty bits and it can really help.
We were given a couple of those. Do you remember back in lockdown, back in the during the event.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The spiky.
Yeah.
The spiky balls.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is though, you got to keep that away from Pablo because I lost mine to my family dog. We were given them by the company to try and like roll. It was like to roll underneath our feet and stuff, wasn't it, during lockdown, so that we didn't all go to sleep and become decrepit and like that woman we all get scared of becoming.
The hunchback.
My family dog came to stay and I never saw that again, but it was good for a while.
My calves, I'm quite surprised. I think this is the first time, so context with my calves, not that you need it, but my mum used to play golf for England, guys.
A thoroughbred athlete.
I just not one. So she tried to get me into golf when I was young, and of course when any parent is telling you to do something, it's like, I hate this, I hate all exercise. But so she used to play golf, and so her calves, guys, are stacked, like they are some chunky calves. And so we've always been, I've got them through my jeans. I'm not one to buy normal wellies, like I'm gonna have to buy the stretchy wellie.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mm-hmm. she's not a petite calf girl. But I've never felt them, if that makes any sense. So this is my first experience of being like, oh, this is what all this muscle here is for. That's good to know. But go ahead.
No, you carry on.
No, I was just going to say that it doesn't feel necessarily like my calf, but like either side of, you know, the back of your ankle and kind of either side of that right at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your calf?
More like your Achilles down there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So my Achilles, separate thing. That's been a little bit annoying this week, but that's the only other thing.
She's found her Achilles heel.
She's found her Achilles heel. God.
It's not a good thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, there was one thing I keep on reading it and I keep on forgetting to say it. You know the calf raising thing?
Yeah.
Which is a nice thing to do if you're brushing your teeth or whatever. Mm. I was just thinking about that because this would also be beneficial for Achilles, because Achilles can be, oddly enough, a weak spot. But calf raises, I don't know if I said that to begin with, but when you're doing them, a really good thing to do is to shift the angle of your feet. So to do it forwards, but also to do it with your toes pointing outwards and then with your toes pigeon-toed. And that works separate parts of your calf muscle, and kind of the stronger all those muscles are around there, the more they're going to protect all the rest of your stuff, like Achilles and so on and so forth.
But, okay. Because honestly, guys, I did not know that it was the Achilles, and I kept trying to do like calf stretches and I was like, why does it, like, it's not getting there. So yeah, that's good to know.
have a quick Google. Maybe we've got something on womensrunning.co.uk on Achilles.
Sure we
we've certainly got stuff on Achilles injuries, but there's definitely stuff to look out for. But it kind of requires a different sort of stretch and different kind of
angle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have a look at that. But yeah, I think otherwise, okay. I think did yoga, and I think Hull had a similar experience this week, but forgot how difficult yoga actually is.
Oh, and it's so savage. Not just
kind of lying down, gently moving your neck.
It almost sucks more, and I can be a bit like this sometimes, so I'm not slagging off being a bit sort of, I don't know, wishy-washy with this stuff. I don't always like a harsh approach, but at least with a harsh approach from like when you go to a body con class or something and they're like, you can do this, don't give up,
kind of thing, then at least you sort of know where you stand. Whereas I find that if you do in a yoga class, suddenly you'll be doing like a forearm plank and they just won't have warned you. And they're like, okay, this feels...
Just keep breathing.
This feels difficult, just keep but here we are. Stay with me. And it's like, you're not prepared emotionally for what's about to happen.
It's exactly it. I am never prepared. Yeah. We go from sort of child's pose where you're like, oh, I can do this. This is fine, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like tabletop and you're like, fine, I can do this.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, out of nowhere, float your right leg up.
Yes,
that's the point where I'm just going, oh my God.
Is it just savage. Me, guys,
or is that the worst thing? Like, of them, especially ab stuff, I'm like, okay, even though, usually it's yoga with Adrienne, she's like trying to distract you by talking about her dog. And you're just like, no, babes, I'm doing a plank, so you can't distract me from that. Like, I feel it.
Sweet Benji is not going to save me from this.
Sweet Benji isn't happening. That's fine, but when you have to put your leg up, I don't know what it is.
It's one leg up, isn't it? It's
one leg up, down the dog.
And then the other arm up, and then,
I find as well, isn't it weird that sometimes everyone's bodies are different? Isn't that weird? But I feel like she will describe, like, first of all, she'll be like, anchor your foot or whatever. And it's like, absolutely no way am I hamstrings letting this fall. Foot go down, that's not happening in downward dog. Then she'll make you kick it up out the back and it's like, oh bloody hell. And then she's often like, and come step it forward into a lunge.
I can't step forward,
so tangled in my own body trying to do that. And then when you're in that lunge, she'll be like, plant the palms, and my tits are upright in the way. It's not happening
absolutely.
I also I have a natural disadvantage with yoga because I've got rubbish. My hands don't bend at the knuckle that way.
So poses,
you can stick your fingers out like that, like in a kind of right, and I can't do it. So I'm kind of tentatively on fingertips or complete palms. So
like Cara's dog in the bath.
Oh my God.
Precisely that.
Yeah.
Can visualize. Yeah.
Yeah. He turned into a cat when we tried putting him into the bath. He went straight onto his nails. And I was like, mate, if you go on your pads, then you can maybe like stay there. But no, he was not having it. Anyway. Oh. Yes. It's good.
Yeah. I'm thinking of doing a general little segue here, which doesn't really work, especially when you announce it. But we sort of talked about tits getting in the way. Does that lead us on to maybe talking about sports bras and how are you finding, first of all, Carl, have you got a sports bra that is decent? Yeah. And second of all, is it doing the job?
Yes. So I believe that I have one sports bra that is doing the job. I don't know if it fits perfectly or not. I meant to go at the NRS to get fitted and to find out more about this, and I didn't have time because I was meeting all of our lovely audience. But yeah, so I think I've got one that works okay for me, but I do have one hole that you gave me again. I have to throw you in here. Horrendous, like it's so painful. But I don't really have any other options because all of my other options were yoga choices and they have no support whatsoever, so I'm not taking them out for love and the money. So yeah, I have
that
one. The one that's awful is, I can't remember what the brand is, but the reason it's awful is that it's really close and tight, like high up in my underarms, and so it digs in and like scratches as you run. Also quite big. Like, I don't know, like my boot, it adds quite a lot of padding, but it's not necessarily strapping them down quite right.
Yeah, so, is it orange?
No, it's black. It's black and it's crosses at the back and then there's one clip. Basically the one that worked for me, it has two clips, which is very nice because it holds them down on the top and keeps me in at the back.
Cool.
But that's the only one that really works, and I can't wash that three times a week.
Yeah.
I do sweat so much under my boobs, guys. Like there's a lot going
on. Oh no, I'm completely with you. Yeah. A sports bra can literally be worn once for me, and then it needs to go. I think
always just once for me. I sweat too much. I can't.
So stinky. I love, and the problem is that they are quite expensive, but I really love the Marie ones, and they've sponsored the podcast before, actually.
I have.
See if we can get them to sponsor Cara. But but yeah, shout out to them because they are bloody amazing. And they're women, like designed by women for women who actually run. And they've got the overband thing. So a bit like you were saying about having the double strap, they've got like a band that goes over the top that stops them from bouncing upwards as well as stopping them from flopping down. And they're so good. They've even got like encapsulation ones where like it'll be like a Madonna kind of situation. They're so good.
That's kind of like the one I have. I wonder if it is, Mary. I'll have a look. But the one that I have sounds very similar to that, that works well. So yeah, I definitely need to check out and just almost once you find one, do you just buy three of that?
Maybe. To be honest, yeah. Because the thing is with like, I find, so that, because you know that there are those two types of bras. Yeah, there's the compression, which is like Boudicca, where you're sort of like just, or Joan of Arc kind of where you're strapped down and flattened, and that doesn't work for bigger boobs. And so encapsulation is definitely a good way to go with that, which is what Holly's just described with the Marie bra. So the Marie does do compression ones as well, but because she kind of worked with big boobs in mind, first of all, its encapsulation is the kind of the main ones. But those ones are good. And I find the Sweaty Betty ones absolutely brilliant. They're also encapsulation, but... Mm. It definitely is a case of trying before you buy, because like I noticed there are some bras that some people absolutely swear by, and I hate it when they're racer back.
Yeah.
I find it cuts my neck, and I really don't like it. And I also don't like it when straps are uncovered, because I get chafing there, particularly because I run quite a lot with hydration packs over the top. So it's like double rubbing kind of thing. So I much prefer like an H-back, and I prefer it to be hook and eye. I don't like it to pull out over my head because I get stuck in them. And so, you know, it's all like there's all these different sort of versions and styles and stuff. And yeah, I really would say when you get one, get two.
Yeah. It's such a good point with the styles, because it's that racer back as well. I have really sore muscles like right there. What are those?
Clavicles?
Delts?
Something like that. The ones that get knotted.
Isn't that at the front here?
Yeah, is that your pet?
Oh, no, it's at the back, isn't it? It's at the back. Yeah,
I think it might be there.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, whenever you wear those racer back ones, they cut into me so bad and give me a headache. So yeah, it definitely depends like what works for you, isn't it? Because I was always, unfortunately, I don't have small boobs. I don't have massive boobs. Again, referring to my mum, she has massive boobs.
It's to balance out the calves, right?
Balance out the calves, keep her upright. She's a lucky lady. So I've got medium large boobs, but I was always jealous of, you know, Mulan when she, you're thinking about compression. I was thinking about Mulan when she wraps herself up. Obviously not jealous that she has to present as a man to be in the army. But was so jealous that she could present as a man in the army. I was like, I need that every day. Where's that at? But yeah, I don't think that's the type for me, unfortunately.
That was what I was imagining as well. I was thinking Eponine sneaking onto the onto the barricade.
Definitely that vibe. But I definitely, the thing about like really good sports bras, both of the ones that Holly and I have just suggested, like, are sort of around 70 quid, something like that. So just not cheap. But but for the purposes of balance, like a kind of calf boob balance, I have tried a bra recently from M&S, which was something like 29 quid.
Ooh.
And M&S, you know, I mean, it's good value and they know a thing or two about bras. And this was a front zip one, which was
that's good.
It was pretty useful, actually. And it's not as kind of scary as that sounds. It doesn't feel like it's going to bust open either, because you hook and eye it first at the front, or there's a little clip at the front, and then you pull the zip up, so you don't have to fight with your puppies while trying to get it all out.
I think it did look epic, actually. I might give that a go, because yeah, you don't, like you said, the pulling it up over, which you get caught in it, but also you have to smell yourself Whilst you're getting caught in it. It like gets caught on your face and you're just like, oh my God, I stink, but I can't get out of this. I just don't know what to do. So yeah. And then obviously the behind, if it's tight enough, then you're just like stood there for ages just trying. I know that we're, as women, pretty skilled at such things, but if you have a double clasp and you're tired and
I think usually comes with a triple. And that's I find that quite panicky. It's fine getting it undone, but putting it together when you're just, oh God, I can't, you know.
And isn't it just me, but what clip do you guys use? I know there's got to be some logic that you get measured and then, but it goes from like the furthest clasp to the whatever the upper, complete opposite flask on a daily basis. I don't know. It's whatever catches first.
I tend to. On the bra I'm wearing at the moment, like my home bra, my relaxed bra.
Yes.
I've gone for the furthest one, like the widest setting.
Yeah.
I could probably go another one in, to be fair. That's quite a
good question. I'm having a check.
Yeah. but
oh yeah, loosest.
I don't know. It really depends. I think I quite like the loosest. I like sitting around the loosest.
Most of the time it's just whatever I can get to first and it just gets on. And I think post COVID I used to wear those kind of pullover sports bras, and now I've been trying to get back to normal bras with clasps and things, but oh, it's awful, isn't it?
It's a nightmare.
I can't go back to underwire though. That's not happening.
Oh no! I've had to really sacrifice some buoyancy for that as well. My boobs have for sure sagged a lot more since I stopped wearing underwire. But I'm not taking it anymore.
But is that science? Because I feel like if you don't wear underbra, like I swear I've read something, especially with African women who never wear any, like in certain tribes that like they don't wear anything, like their boobs, I've read something about them being just far better, that because they naturally, I don't know, there's science in
they're not reliant on. Well, I think what happened with mine
on something, I don't know,
is that I've worn bras every day for my life since I was 11, 12 or whatever, and then suddenly stopped and didn't get out of my pajamas for 2 years. So I think that probably is why they fell down to my knees all of a sudden.
I'm getting to the stage where, you know, when you get the wrinkles.
Oh yeah, me too. When I wake up in the morning, they're there.
On your chest. Yeah.
Oh my God. But then, you know, I'm like a couple of decades older than you guys. So crepey chest alert.
Yes. It's like I'm putting it down at the moment to sleep lines. That's what I'm calling it to make myself feel better about it. That like they when I wake up there. In the morning, they tend to be there. But yeah, I think that they're going to start sticking around.
Have you seen that you can buy this? This has to be the last thing that I say on this podcast before we stop. But have you seen that you can buy a boob cushion? Have you seen that?
Yes. It's okay.
And you plant it between your pups like that to avoid the wrinkle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people can do what they want with their bodies, but get over it is what I think.
I do wear, like, you know, the little bras, the little things that have an extra piece of material, the tops that have the extra piece of material to kind of keep them together in one place. Because otherwise you wake up and one's between your knees and one's over your shoulder and you're
just like,
what the hell? So I do wear those, but they don't really help with the between. So maybe I am a person that needs a cushion.
The boob cushion.
If you'd like to write us a piece entitled,
no, I don't know.
I tried the boob cushion for 2 weeks and here's what happened. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I was going to say, actually, I was a very, very final thing, because you're right, we need to go. This is too long. You're all bored and we've got a meeting in a minute. But I was going to say, booby-doo, while we are sort of plugging other places that are a bit more balanced, I've got a bra from there. I'm pretty sure that you can do fittings with them online. And I don't think it involves having to sit there with your tits out on Zoom. I think it's a bit more dignified.
Yeah, Booby do that. And PB does it, P-E-B-E. And also Mary does that. So they all three of those places do online fittings.
They do arrange, don't they? Because they're a bit more like a stockist, I think, aren't they? Like sports shoes or something, where you can buy different brands from there. And I have a bra from there that I think is Sports Jock, I think they're called.
Yes.
which is how I identify. And that's an over the head. It's not a fancy schmancy one, and it was like 20 quid or something. Mm-hmm. I wore it yesterday for my run. I literally love it. It's so good. So there we go. Oh, okay. Don't know why, but you know, sometimes you just get ones without any of the bells or whistles or whatever, but sometimes you just get ones that just really work just for your boobs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so good to know, because it's that fitting stuff that, you know, except for going to Victoria's Secret when I was 13 years old, I don't think I've been fitted. So yeah, it's definitely time. It's time.
It's definitely worth a go. Yeah, well, I was fitted at PB at the National Running Show, and it was a bit of a slap in the face of like, shit, but I've been wearing this size since I was 13. And they're like, no.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah, you've made a grave error.
Yeah, it was. I was like, oh, okay. And she said it's probably because of all those times you've been fitted in Marks and Spencer's changing rooms by a little old lady in 1987, where they would measure you over your jumper, basically.
Oh, I know. I remember having to get my boobs out when I was about 13 and being really embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. God, really?
I think in my bra, I've never had to get my full boobs out.
I think I did an M&S. And it was one of those things that my mum was like, come on, it's time to do this. And I was like... And you come away a bit like when you've had a smear test or something, where you're just a bit sort of like
dirty.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, no, mine's always.
Maybe that wasn't normal.
Holly, I don't think that's normal. That's one of those weird ones.
Oh my God, help. Okay, back to therapy for me. Car, this week.
Yes, tell me more.
Are you about to embark on week five or week four?
Week five, mate.
You ready?
Yes, tell me.
You've got three lots of 5 minutes running, 2 minutes walking for your first run.
Nice.
Okay.
That's the same for your second run. Yep. Three lots of 5 minutes running, 2 minutes walking. And then your final run of this week is three lots of 5 minutes running and then 90 seconds walking.
Guys, I feel good about this.
Yeah.
I feel good about this because, yeah, as before mentioned with the 4 minutes, I feel like the three sets of longer runs is feeling better than going, oh, I've got nine sets of 2 minutes or something. Yeah. I know that never happened, but you know what I mean? The more sets. So, yeah, I'm up for it.
You're going to be great. You're going to smash it. And what about for everyone else that's doing week?
If you followed along from the very beginning, I believe it's week seven.
Eight. Okay, sorry. No,
I think it's week seven. I might have to go very quickly on to the previous episode and double check. Yes, it's week seven.
So
those of you about to embark on week seven, who probably were just shouting, it's seven to us then.
Don't make me go to week eight.
Or you are looking at two lots of 10 minutes running and then 2 minutes walking.
Ooh.
I know. Serious running.
Nice. It is good there, isn't it? It's really exciting.
Yeah. Then you got that again.
Sorry, I interrupted.
No, don't worry. Two lots of that again, 10 minutes running, 2 minutes walking. And then your final run of the week is two lots of 10 minutes running and 90 second walks between those. Nice. So it's all kicking off, basically.
Super exciting.
Yeah.
Really exciting. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you're enjoying it, Carl. It's really cool.
It's really lush.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. Thanks, guys. Thanks for
We can check in with each other motivation-wise. I know that we're all training for something at the moment. So if we're having slumps, I need to go for a 3 mile run tomorrow. And at the moment, that feels like quite a long way. So let's support each other.
Absolutely.
And you guys too at home. As always, check in the show notes. You can find out how you can keep in touch with us. And if you would like constant support and messaging through the day and night, then join us on Discord because we never shut up.
which you can get on with once you are a patron of Women's Running
Podcast. Yes, sorry, I didn't explain it. Yeah.
And email us with any questions about this or training or anything to do with running or not to do with running. We're happy to answer all of it.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're reading. What's smutty?
Tell us what you're reading. Tell us. Tell me that I'm not the only person in the living world who has read One Direction fan fiction.
You are.
She clearly is, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Guys, there were reviews on there for the book, so some other people have surely read them.
You're digging, babes. You're digging.
Oh, God.
Okay, well... Wish me luck. Off I go into the real world pretending I'm normal.
Bye.
That's it from us this week. Thank you very much for listening. As always, you can tune into our other podcast that comes out every Thursday. We got a corker for you this week, so do enjoy. I'm saying that before we've actually recorded it. I've just realised that was a complete lie. I felt last week was a corker. I hope you enjoyed last week. This week, bound to be another one, I'm sure. Yeah, so do tune into that. Check out the show notes as per. Plenty of goodies in there. I'm not going to read back to you all of the runs you've got to do on the plan this week because you've heard me do it already painfully. So I'm not going to do it again. If you are wondering what we're banging on about, then you can find the plan in the show notes, download it for yourself and take a look at it, see what is on there for this week. For now, see you soon, take care and have a lovely week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.